Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 516. Do you parent from a glass half empty? This is a question I love to ask all the parents I work with. I ask it in different ways, but I ask myself this as well. Am I operating from a glass half empty or a glass half full? We can say, you know, the glass half empty is pessimistic and the glass half full is optimistic, but it makes a big difference to how we show up. And, you know, we are all made up differently. Our characteristics, our temperament, our blueprint, our DNA is different. We default to a kind of way, and sometimes we shift out of it, but often we go back to the same perspective. You know, we default to what we usually are. And I believe we can change that lens. I do. I firmly believe with awareness, we can show up differently. And so when I say a glass half empty, I'm talking about the word lack a lot right now. By lack, I mean showing up negative, showing up with an energy that's not conducive to a positive outcome. It's with an energy that's not conducive to flow, to being in harmony with the world around us, to balance, to finding joy, to being grateful and being appreciative. You know, when we're coming from this lack-based mindset, it's very hard to parent with the secrets. If you don't know what I mean by secrets, tune into episode 514, listen to it, and then this will make complete sense. The world is so lack-orientated now. And I mean, you know, we listen to the news, watch the news, listen to people talking. And off the back of this pandemic, I'm saying off the back of it because hopefully we are in the final stages of it now, and we are off the back of it. We're over a year in. We've seen a lot. It's drained us. It's made us very negative. How can we not be? But I'm going to ask you, do you want to continue operating from this negative bias, or would you rather shift to a more positive bias? Now, we are wired biologically for the negativity bias. We will gravitate to the negative five times more readily than we will the positive. And as we all know, those negative things, negative thoughts, they stick around. We play the tape. They're like Velcro. They stick hard and fast. The positive thoughts, they're fleeting. They're like non-stick. We don't sit in the positive thoughts for too long. They're like Teflon. And I want to switch it. I want the positive thoughts to be like Velcro and stick hard and fast. And I want those negative thoughts to be fleeting and Teflon, non-stick, and get the hell out of my mind. I believe with awareness, we can shift this. Now, awareness can be developed in many ways. Meditation is, I think, the fastest way to strengthen your awareness. But there are other ways. We have to make a conscious effort to show up differently. And many psychologists, if you're a psychologist or counselor or a psychiatrist, you're listening to this, you might gravitate towards doing inner child work, reparenting work. And it's fantastic work. I've done it. It is the work. And I'm reading right now a fantastic book by Dr. Nicole LePera, called How to Do the Work. If you're interested in repairing old patterns, old getting dissolving emotional experiences that happened in your past that continue to be activated in the present moment. Her book is fantastic. So I would highly recommend it. I'll put it in the podcast notes. So there's that piece of it to being able to show up in this moment in a abundant headspace versus lack. So we need to do the work for sure. And we need to be aware of this negativity bias and the fact we are 5 times more negative than positive, and what can we do to shift it. But I believe each moment of each day is an opportunity for us to make sure we're seeing through a rosy lens rather than a grey lens. It's like, you know, if you wear glasses, spectacles, and you have 2 pairs, think of it this way. I've got 1 pair that's going to see through a grey cloudy lens, and I've got another pair that's going to see through a rosy, clear, crystal lens. I want to see through that lens. So I'm going to take those glasses off and put another pair on so I see the world differently. I can consciously shift that by doing certain things, by becoming very intentional and conscious about certain actions I take to set me on that clear, rosy, abundant path. But if I don't make those conscious or take those conscious actions and steps, I default to the grey lens because of my negativity bias. We all have it. So what sort of things could you do that would light you up? You know, when you wake up, what could you do that would light you up? You know, we all turn to So many of us turn to coffee and caffeine to light us up in the morning. I'm not saying don't have the coffee and caffeine, but I'm going to say pay attention to it and actually really appreciate it. How about you could have a glass of water before you have the caffeine? Every glass of water I drink right now, I'm very intent on this right now, which is why this podcast has come to mind and why I'm sharing it. Every time I drink water, I look at the water and I say to myself, my body is worthy of that water. I'm going to put that water in my body and I know how good it is for it because I'm worth it. My body is worth that water. It comes back to this worth. How do we reclaim our worth? We can't do it when we're sucked into that negativity bias, when we're operating from lack. We can't do it. We're not. That's when you're going to feel like you suck as a mum, that you're a loser mum. You'll have the guilt mum. I'm not good enough mum, from the lack mindset. If you were to just in this moment take a few breaths, 2 or 3 breaths, then drink a glass of water and dedicate it to yourself because you're worth it. CoverGirl got it right when they said, because you're worth it, or I'm worth it. They're right. They're so bang on the buck. Drink the water and say, I'm worth it. Look outside, connect visually with something in the natural world. If you can't, if you're in a room with no windows, then go to a sink and run the tap and see the water, because the water is natural. And connect with the water and be grateful for the water, or if you're looking outside, for the tree or the mountain. And really, this is what goes through my mind when I look outside. Right now, I'm going to do it. I'll share with you what I do. So I wake up, I drink a glass of water because I'm worth it. Of course I'm worth it. You're worth it too. Everyone's worth water. And then I open my blind and I look outside and I go, wow. And I find something to focus on in the yard. Usually trees, because I have a thing about trees. And I look at the tree, the detail of it, and I just allow myself to be absolutely awed and wowed and wooed by it. Like, holy shit, look at that tree. It is magnificent. And then I go, it is a living, breathing thing. So am I. It's part of the natural world. So am I. I am as much a part of it as it is a part of me. And in doing that, I feel very connected to the greater source. however you wish to call it. You could call it God, energy, universe, source, the light. I don't even really name it, but I just know I'm connecting to it. And from that point, the corners of my mouth lift. I feel better. Therefore, whatever I face in the next few moments, even if it was something really not good, I'm coming from a glass half full space. And then am I going to let, of course, certain things are going to deplete my glass half, it's going to empty my glass, but I'm starting with it in the right place. It's not complicated for me to do this. These are two very simple things I can do. You could do if it appeals to you, or find something else that appeals to you so you can tap into something else, switch this negativity bias, get from lack into abundance. Now, some of us have deep-seated trauma that really do prevent us and block us from getting to that space. And for that, I would absolutely advise that you seek the help of a licensed medical professional to help you through some of that stuff. So there's that deeper piece to it, and I'm not minimizing that at all, or belittling it, or making it seem like it's nothing, because it can be a bit, very, very big deal in many cases. But if you can be intentional and get into a routine in the mornings, and then I take this into the day, because I drink water all day and I look outside and oogle and marvel at nature. And every time I do it, I have a reminder and it fills me up. It makes me feel grateful. And then sometimes I go, I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful for my vision to see all of this, to hear it, to smell it, to sense it, to sit in it. I probably sound like I'm some crazy person sitting here, but truly this is what I do. And it helps me show up positive, alive, lit up, fueled, inspired, motivated. Now I just want to go and get on my bike and go and breathe it, because I can't quite breathe it yet because I'm inside. So just talking about it revs me up. You can hear it. Listen to my tone now, just having spoken about it, as compared to when I introduced the episode 10 minutes ago. So what can you do to spark yourself up, to juice yourself up, to rev yourself up? Simple things. Not talking about the pedicure, the manicure. I'm talking really simple things. What can you be grateful for? What can you appreciate more of? Feel that energy. Feel yourself shift when you start tapping into it. It's an amazing thing to do. And I do it as often as I possibly can. And when I find myself slumping, because we all slump, all I have to do is go and get a glass of water and go and look at a tree. And I'm back into my little zen space. And then my kids, I turn around, they're on their phone. I'm like, bloody hell, they've stripped me of it. Then I go, no, they're not stripping me of this. I can show up in the, much better for me to show up in this half full zen space when I'm asking them to get off their phones. I talked about this in episode 515. Then if I'm in my depleted lack, just watch the news, how many COVID cases, the Brazilian variant, what's happening here, what's happening there, it's going to suck me back into that negativity, that bias. Now, I'm not ignoring the reality. The reality is grave right now where I am with COVID. And I'm not ignoring it. I'm not burying my head in the sand. But I believe I can do a better job of boosting my immune system through being out of this negativity bias, out of this lack-based mindset. It gets into you on a cellular level. You speak to anybody who does this from a biology science perspective, it's been proven that if you think these positive thoughts, if you connect to nature, it's at a cellular level. So if you want to boost your immune system, this is one mighty fine way of going about it. I'm going to end here. I could talk for hours and I'm not going to. I'm going to let you get on with your day. Appreciate every moment of it. If you can, be grateful for it. Wherever you are, enjoy the rest of it. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to hop over onto iTunes and show your appreciation for the show. and rate and review it and help other people find it and tap into all that is good while we are parenting in the thick of it as mums and dads. So thank you so much for listening. Till next time, bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.